Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In Colorado, a man accuses a woman he met on Snapchat of choking him before he killed her. In Texas, a man is arrested for booby-trapping public restrooms with fireworks. And a cyber stalker terrorizes a family who had an encounter with a serial killer. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, August 13th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
What's up, Woody Overton?
What up? Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It's hot.
It is hot.
Tuesday. It was a little bit less humidity this weekend, but it's still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It was.
100 degrees is 100 degrees, no matter how you look at it. And we're still in hurricane season and coming up on the anniversary of Katrina in a couple of weeks. And hopefully the tropics stay quiet.
Yeah, we've been lucky in the last couple of years.
Yes, way too lucky.
With that. Usually that means something's coming big when it actually comes.
Yeah, we usually get a couple named storms, even if they're tropical storms. We hadn't had any in 2 years, and that scares me.
Yeah, thankfully.
I remember the last one, 19 days without electricity.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else, home destroyed and everything else. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday.
And we're going to start in Colorado, and a 26-year-old man is being charged with murder after he killed a woman he met on Snapchat by putting her in a chokehold. On August 1st at 2:30 in the morning, the Denver police got a call from someone asking deputies to conduct a welfare check because there was an unresponsive female. Medics from the fire department went to the address, located the victim, and performed life-saving measures, but soon pronounced her deceased. Detectives were called in to investigate because of the suspicious nature of the events surrounding the death. They interviewed different witnesses and ended up arresting George Alarcon Jr. of first-degree murder. The arrest affidavit said that Alarcon and the victim, Annabelle Wyatt, met on Snapchat, and she planned to collect money from Alarcon at around 12:45 a.m. that morning. One of Wyatt's friends reportedly told police she asked him to text her on the regular because she thought Alarcon was weird. The friend called police at 2:25 a.m. when she stopped responding. Alarcon claimed Wyatt hit him with a cell phone or another object when he tried to pay her. Doesn't make much sense. Usually that's when you wouldn't hit somebody. He told police he blacked out, and when he came to, he was about 3 miles away from his home.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Yeah, he called police and said he was assaulted. He reportedly had cracked an iPhone 15 that was with him. Alarcon had injuries on his face, which also were seen in the mugshot. He said Wyatt threatened him in the past, and he became worried when he noticed his friend's car outside. Alarcon reportedly put Wyatt in a leg lock after she attacked him. Then he put her in a jiu-jitsu-style chokehold. Her pants were pulled all the way down, and she had blood close to her ear. There you go. Why are her pants pulled all the way down?
And you're going to pay her at 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
You know what that's all about. I'm glad I didn't have that Snapchat shit and all that stuff when I was coming up. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Well, he reportedly admitted he left the home without checking for a pulse, and he said he knew how to do the locks, and he likes to train in jiu-jitsu. He also admitted that he knows when a chokehold is used, you only have about 2 to 3 seconds in you before you go out. He was arrested. His bond was set at $1 million, but I don't believe his story.
No, I don't either.
I think he's full of shit.
Wake up 3 miles away, or you're coming to your senses.
Yeah.
And the scratches or whatever he had on his face, I'm sure, were defensive wounds from her, and DNA will be under her fingernails and all that.
Well, and there's no move in jiu-jitsu that requires you to pull someone's pants down around their legs. Yeah. I never known that move to exist.
Yeah, interesting. So she was texting her friend saying, in case something happens, I'm going to keep texting you.
Yeah, which is the smart thing to do. You know, well, I'm
pretty sure there's a little prostitution going on.
Oh, I'm sure.
And maybe they did it before, maybe not. I don't know, bro. Well, at least it didn't turn out to be a serial killer. But hopefully it's not a serial killer. But let me tell you about one. This is a really weird story I came across. And so a guy named Alvin Willie George harassed a surviving victim of serial killer Tommy Lynn Sells. All right, this is just weird. So nearly 20 years after a serial killer slit the throats of two girls in a bedroom in Texas, and he killed one of them, a Florida man began harassing the victim's family and threatened to kill the surviving girl, right? Just weird. Tommy Lynn Sells was convicted of the 1999 murder of 13-year-old Katie Harris as she slept in her Del Rio, Texas home. Also in the room at the time was 10-year-old Crystal Searles. Sells slit the throats of both girls, but Crystal survived. That's pretty tough shit. Yeah. So Sells was executed in Texas in 2014, but he's a definite serial killer, and he claimed dozens of murders throughout the United States, right, after his arrest. But the case would take a bizarre turn in 2016 when Alvin Willie George, a Florida man with no connection to the Sells case, began sending photos of the 1999 crime scene to the surviving victim and her siblings who live in Idaho, this according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, George ended up pleading guilty in 2021 to cyberstalking and was sentenced to 51 months in prison, and he's due to be released in just 3 more years. But according to the plea agreement, George began messaging Crystal, who is only identified by her initials in the agreement, and he started this in November 2016. The authorities said George researched the infamous case and used multiple Facebook accounts to message his victims. And George began by sending a crime scene photo of Katie to Crystal. Then in April 2017, he began sending her different intimidating messages. How did it feel to watch your friend get murdered and get your throat slit? George wrote one message according to the plea agreement. In other messages, George wrote sexually explicit threats and even revealed that he knew her home address as well as the name of her child.
Wow.
All kinds of make the world go round.
Yeah.
George then began sending messages to Crystal's siblings, including one in which he claimed he would do worse than Tommy, right? Do worse than a serial killer. When the FBI interviewed George at his Florida home, and he admitted to creating Facebook accounts and sending a threatening message, right? And, well, he's got to serve 5 years in prison and pay, I don't know why, $525 in restitution, but that's, I mean, what kind of special monkey does that take to find the victim, the living victim of a serial killer, and get off on it?
Yeah, and it takes all types. I mean,
could you imagine your poor girl?
Well, I mean, the problem is with technology is a great thing, but you can also find out a lot of shit about people. Use that to be a keyboard warrior and things like that. But sometimes you're dealing with people that ain't got a full deck.
Absolutely.
And they're going to take it too far.
They hide behind a keyboard and do all that shit. And I don't know. I mean, I guess you can find anything online, find the murder photos or whatever. And I don't know.
Well, we'll go to North Carolina, and we got an update for you. A North Carolina man accused of fatally poisoning his wife with eye drops is now being accused of attempting to poison their 11-year-old daughter with the same substance. This resulted in her hospitalization. And we brought you the original story when it came out about the wife. but Joshua Lee Hunsucker was booked on Tuesday and prosecutors have asked that his bond be revoked amid concerns he is abusing and neglecting one of his children, neglecting another child, and intimidating witnesses in his murder case. Prosecutors argued that he's become increasingly aggressive and that his dangerous actions will continue to escalate. Hunsucker, who is 40, is accused of poisoning his then 10-year-old daughter with eye drops over a year after he had allegedly killed his wife with the same substance. He put the eye drops into his child's beverage, and the substance was found in their urine sample. A drug commonly prescribed for depression and not approved for children was also found in her blood. Investigators had found the drug in Hunsucker's truck. The 10-year-old was suffering from low blood pressure, a low heart rate, extreme exhaustion and sleeplessness, and constricted blood vessels leading to that hospitalization. Prosecutors accused Hunsucker of poisoning his daughter in an attempt to implicate John and Susie Robinson, who are witnesses in his wife's murder case. Hunsucker was indicted Monday on 4 counts of intimidation and 4 counts of obstruction of justice. Prosecutors allege that while his daughter was receiving treatment, Hunsucker told medical professionals that it appeared she had been given eye drops, which prosecutors said does not appear to be a reasonable conclusion based upon the symptoms she was exhibiting. Hunsucker is accused of poisoning his wife, Stacy Hunsucker, with the same eye drops, or not the same eye drops, same type, and submitting false information to an insurance company claiming his wife died due to a myocardial, when in fact it was due to homicide by poisoning. So Joshua Hunsucker then cremated her before filing her $250,000 life insurance policy 2 days before she died. He received an insurance payout of over $200,000.
There you have it, right? And I remember when we covered that with the daughters, the new faction to them, I was like, eye drops.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
well, it has that tetrahydroxazoline in it, and that is the, I guess, the poisonous part of it, or the part that would make you really sick.
Yeah, and I
used and eventually killed his wife.
And I had thought about that story again. So I don't know, I guess – he must have Googled it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm sure he's not a pharmacist or whatever. I don't know. But let's go to Wisconsin. Milwaukee. And prosecutors charged 4 Milwaukee hotel employees Tuesday with being a party to felony murder in connection with Devontae Mitchell's death. Now, according to a criminal complaint, the 4 employees dragged Mitchell out of the Hyatt Hotel on June 30th after Mitchell entered a woman's bathroom and held him on his stomach for 8 or 9 minutes. Now, 4 people are seen on cell phone video footage holding Mitchell down on the hotel's driveway. They are heard in the video telling Mitchell, "Stay down, stop fighting." And one of the employees told investigators that Mitchell was having trouble breathing and repeatedly pleaded for help, kind of like Floyd, right? According to the complaint, witness Sean Moore told CBS News he heard screaming from the hotel while walking to a nearby Walgreens to pick up some things for his son. The county medical examiner ultimately determined that Mitchell died of restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. He may have lived if employees allowed him to turn on his side, the medical examiner said. And according to the complaint, and an autopsy also showed that Mitchell suffered from morbid obesity. And relatives Mitchell and their lawyers had previously reviewed hotel surveillance video provided by the DA's office. And they described seeing Mitchell being chased inside the hotel by security guards and then dragged outside where he was beaten. And of course, as always in these cases, the civil rights attorney Ben Crump comes in. And he's a part of a team of lawyers representing Mitchell's family. And he has said the video recorded by a bystander and circulating on social media shows the security guards with their knees on Mitchell's back and neck. He previously said the video shows excessive force was used by security guards to subdue Mitchell. And Crump has also questioned why Milwaukee authorities had not yet filed any charges related to Mitchell's death. And he said, today marks a significant step towards justice for the family of Devontae Mitchell. And the evidence, including security footage and witness statements, paints a disturbing picture of a man in distress who was met with excessive and lethal force. And the fact that Devontae was held face down on his pavement for 8 to 9 minutes, just like George Floyd, is a sober reminder of the urgent need for accountability and justice. The hotel fired all the employees that are involved, and said their hearts go out to Mitchell's family. But, you know, four security guards, I don't know at what point. I mean, the guy went into a female bathroom. I get that.
Yeah.
But they're going to take him and hold him down. And I guess they called 911 and basically choked him to death.
And was he fighting back?
He just wanted to get up, I guess.
Yeah.
Evidently he's a big dude. Before him, holding him down, knee in his back, first thing I thought of was George Floyd, right?
Yeah.
Said, I can't breathe. They killed him. I mean, you know, as a security guard, that somebody goes in the female bathroom, I understand maybe you want to restrain him or whatever, but you should probably just let the motherfucker go and tell the cops what direction he went.
Right.
If he gets in the car, take the license plate. You don't have to hold him down. And they killed him. So, I mean,
hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit
science, and social studies while adopting to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the 9th grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is what it is.
Well, we'll go to San Antonio, and a 46-year-old man is facing felony charges after he allegedly left fireworks under public toilets, causing explosions whenever pressure was applied to the seats. I didn't even realize that was against the law.
Imagine that. Dropping cherry bombs in the toilet.
Paul Alden was arrested on one count of arson, causing reckless damage of a building or bodily injury. The explosions occurred at different wash tub car wash locations across San Antonio and in nearby areas. The first one reportedly occurred July 20th. Surveillance video showed a man walking into a unisex bathroom. Soon after that, another person entered and a small explosion took place. A woman involved in that first incident reportedly sustained injuries but did not stay at the car wash when police arrived. She was probably embarrassed.
Right.
You know what I mean? On July 26, there were allegedly two more similar incidents involving a washtub employee and a young girl. They were also injured, although the extent of their injuries is not immediately clear. Detectives found pressure-activated fireworks, which are sold publicly under the toilets. The fireworks were reportedly positioned so they would detonate when someone sat on the toilet.
That's like the ultimate whoopee cushion.
Alden is a regular customer at the car wash and used a membership card. He was reportedly seen on camera walking in and out of the bathroom, sitting in the lobby area, and leaving when the explosions occurred. And it's really not funny, but I mean, could you imagine sitting down to go to the restroom and your ass blows off or bottle rocket goes up, bunghole?
Again, I mean, what the hell, man? Thinking, bro? How do you come up with that? I mean, but I have swim has flushed a cherry bomb back in the day.
Yeah, but no one's sitting on that bitch.
But I mean, like, how do you? I'm a booby trap of a toilet.
I don't know, and it was pressure activated too, which that takes a little bit of
a little bit
more knowledge, to, it might have been. Maybe it's good they caught him because it might have led to something a lot more serious.
Hopefully, he cleared his Google search because he had to research it. Maybe there's a video about it on YouTube, how to make these toilet seats play with fireworks.
I'm sure somebody's thought of doing that.
That's crazy. And we did a lot of stupid shit, but not until I ever hurt anybody. Like you said, nobody was sitting on it. But, all right, got to go to Monday Night Football in Minneapolis, and I'm sure I'm saying it incorrectly, right? People correct me on it before. And it's really pretty there, the Twin Cities and the river running through it, and it's just really, really pretty place, really cool people. But
what is that, St. Paul next to Minneapolis?
I think it's right across
the river. I think that's the other city.
Twin Cities, yeah. But it's real clean and real pretty. I mean and I liked it. That stadium is done like a Viking ship. It's just amazing. But let's go to Minneapolis. And a Twin Cities man and 14 others are charged in connection to what federal law enforcement officials call one of the most sophisticated international drug trafficking operations they've ever seen. So Clinton James Ward, 45, is facing decades in prison for running what officials describe as a sprawling Mexican-based operation that spread a truly staggering amounts of drugs across Minnesota. And the shit's got to get up there somehow, right? Yeah. So the further away it gets from the border, more expensive it becomes because it's further they have to run it. But the United States Attorney, Andrew Luger, and the DA Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Bell, and FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Leah Greaves, announced the charges in a joint press conference Tuesday at the United States District Court in Minneapolis. Now, authorities say on January 4th, 2019, Ward was arrested in the parking lot of a Vadnais Heights motel with several pounds of meth, people, And then he gets out of bond. He hauls ass to Jalisco, Mexico, where he's alleged to have quickly formed alliances with Mexican and American traffickers tied to two of the country's most treacherous cartels, the Sinaloa and the Jalisco Nueva Generacion, which is a new one. This man moved to Mexico, set up operations with two of the most violent and prolific cartels to ship a massive amount of deadly narcotics into Minnesota, Luger said. And in 5 years, Ward made millions by importing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and cocaine to the Twin Cities via an expansive net of distributors and what officials call the most prolific drug operation in Minnesota's history. That's got to be pretty big. Drugs were moved under Ward's order by shipping containers, private vehicles, and semi-trucks before they were broken down into smaller quantities and sent to Minnesota. Local and federal law enforcement built their cases against Ward and his co-conspirators by intercepting several of those shipments. And on March 11th, Ward was arrested in Mexico by DEA and FBI agents. He was extradited to the U.S., where he became one of the few Americans ever charged. And check this out. I didn't know this was a statue. Well, we knew it was a statue, but they call it the Kingpin statue. And it's different than RICO. It's called the Continuing Criminal Enterprise Statute, the CCE. He also faces several other drug-related charges. Now, the DA and FBI jointly seized more than 1,600 pounds of meth, 30,000 counterfeit fentanyl pills, kilos upon kilos of cocaine, 2.5 million in trafficking proceeds, and 45 guns from Ward's Mexican residence. Officials believe the amount of drugs seized is a drop in the bucket compared to the amount he distributed over the past few years. Bell said the meth seized equates to 5.8 million dosage units, or one dose for every Minnesota resident. And fentanyl seized amounts to 217,000 lethal doses. Okay. Mm. Bell said the remnants of Ward's organization were taken down on Tuesday. Luger said 13 of the 15 people were charged have been arrested, and the other two will be in custody shortly. And officials say more than 50 people tied to Ward's operation have been charged with various trafficking crimes. Mr. Ward lived a life of luxury, Bell said. Those days are over. Luger says the seizures will be felt in Minnesota, but much more is needed to be done. And the DEA says drugs trafficked into the U.S. from Mexico are the number one killer of adults ages 18 to 45. Number one killer, bro. Cancer or anything else. I don't 100%. Understand. And I don't, they had to be working with the Mexican authorities because they have no jurisdiction down there to go get him. I don't understand why we don't seriously use our military to invade just to take out countries, if in China has a fentanyl factor and we know about it, take that motherfucker out. Yeah, that's what I say. You go to war, fuck, they're killing all our people.
I agree. Yeah. I don't know if I want to go to war with China anytime soon.
But it could be Guatemala.
Yeah, smaller country, buddy. Smaller country.
You could choose
one without a nuke.
Yeah, I was going to say non-nuclear countries attack them, right?
But it's a major problem. And look,
too many people.
That's why border control, and it's not a political thing, but that's why your borders have to be watched, is right. Because it's easier to get that stuff. When it's easier to get it across the border, it's going to come across.
And Cindy's
a lot of money to be made.
Cindy's dad, when he was still alive, I guess it's been like 10 years he's gone, but maybe 5 or 6 years before that, he retired. He was section chief for all South Texas over the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. And before that, he had worked years and years undercover, everywhere from Miami to whatever. And mostly he helped the DEA and the Border Patrol get together on cases like this.
Yeah.
And stop the ship. But they got the people coming across what it is and got them to roll to get enough to go into Mexico and get this guy.
Yeah. It's the biggest tragedy happening right now in the United States is the fentanyl crisis.
I mean, I, and, I, I, I told you about the young kid that died, and just kind of, he and I'd stay up 4:30 in the morning drinking in my bar in the country. And I mean, he master's degree, genius, took a, what he thought was a Xanax, and it killed him. And
yep.
Fentanyl.
Well, we'll go to Ohio, and we tell you about these scams a lot, you know, especially these banking scams with people calling, they want your account numbers and all that. And look, any reputable bank is going to tell you, will never ask, call you and ask you for that stuff over the phone like that.
Somebody hacked my shit. Did I tell you that?
No.
And they got, Cindy got a thing in at the other mailbox in Norway. And it said some bank in New Orleans that I'd open an account. I said, you better open a motherfucker.
In New Orleans?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And I said, you better check that motherfucker out because I didn't know. I'd never been in this bank, much less heard of it. Sure enough, she called them and they were like, no. They opened an account.
Under your name?
Under my name. Holy they had my cow. Social Security number. They got everything. A driver's license number, the whole nine yards. And then they've been trying to do different shit, and it fucked up some shit on it. I mean, it's getting some credit alerts, et cetera. I don't know how they got my shit.
It's a mess.
But they got it. And then
Well, and you do have these computer geniuses, hackers, whatever you call them, that go and they will actually steal information. And they just had a major breach for some company that I saw on the news where it was like billions of people's socials and names.
Shit, they got the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Last
yes.
year.
Yeah, they have. So we're going to tell you about this. This is... This one's going to get you. It's a scam that began with a spoofed call, and it ended with an Ohio woman being swindled out of $6,000 and then tricked into, get ready for this, disrobing so that she could verify her identity.
What?
Via a FaceTime call with a cruel fraudster. The victim told the police in Mayfield Heights, which is a Cleveland suburb, in Ohio, that she received a call last Tuesday from a number that appeared to be a customer service line for Huntington Bank, which is an Ohio-based bank. The male caller, who spoke with an accent. They specify that in here. Told the woman that there was a potential fraudulent charge pending on her account. And to safeguard her money, the purported bank employee said she would have to move her funds into a different account to avoid her money being stolen. With the scam artist still on the phone, the woman went to a local Huntington Bank branch and withdrew $6,000. She then was directed to a Chase Bank ATM where she deposited the cash onto a Chase debit card via her iPhone's Apple Pay feature. After having spent 2 hours on the phone with the man, the woman, whose name was redacted from the police report, returned home and got another call from the fraudster who wanted to FaceTime with her. The man, who did not have his camera on, asked the woman to provide them with a full body scan to verify her identity due to a failed transaction.
How far can you push it?
The woman told the cops she undressed and spun in circles. It's not funny, but it's like, why would people do this? It infuriates me. And spun in circles on FaceTime to confirm her identity. When the voice on the other end begins to laugh, the woman realizes, I've probably just been scammed and humiliated to boot. When police subpoenaed various bank records, the likelihood of identifying the perp is pretty remote. And they did figure out he was calling from a call center in India.
I was about to say India.
Yeah.
And then never going to catch him. And
no, they'll never catch him. Her $6,000 is gone bye-bye.
They probably videoed her on the FaceTime spinning around naked.
It is absolutely insane. The amount, not only the amount of times this happens, look, Lori Johnson, Hancock Whitney has told me some nightmares with people that will walk in there and they're trained as employees. If I walked in there right now and I said, I need $6,000 cash, they're going to ask some questions.
Right.
They're not asking it because they want They want to get in my business. Right. They're asking it because they want to make sure I'm not getting scammed.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's a major problem. Yep. And it happens every day.
What, 20 plus years ago, I used to work a lot of those. But now, you know, the social media and everything, and there's so much more out there. Like, my own shit got taken, right? But I won't be taking my clothes off and spinning around.
to get that full body scan, money, like on Mission Impossible. Come on.
I had a call from American Express, and I have three American Express accounts the other day, and I didn't take it. Because I was thinking, it just from now popped in my head, because I was thinking it was a fucking scam. But now I need to call them.
Yeah, and here's the problem. Those numbers show up on your phone. They look legit.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do you answer it, and it ends up being a sales call, and it's from a, our area code is 225. Right, so it's from a 225
And they'll even have the town. It'd be like Port Allen or something like that.
Yep, and they ain't calling from no Port Allen?
No, they're not. And They have this system that you buy into them where it just randomly spin you up a call, a number in that area.
Yeah. Right?
And they're as fast as rotor dial. They do it election time is a big time to do it.
It'll look completely legit. And just a quick tip for everyone out there, if you don't know, if you get an email, this happens to my wife all the time. And it'll say, you know, you need to go on Facebook and reset your password or something. If you go to the top and you look at the email address, look hard at the responding email address, and it's not going to say at Facebook.com. It'll usually say, like, Facebook help desk at, and then it'll have a weird ending to it. Yeah. That's a scam.
The other one I get, and I get it probably one a week, is it's like an email from one of my friends.
Yeah.
Maybe that I hadn't heard of from in a while. And it says, hey, look, I forgot to send you these pics. Click on the attachment. Don't click.
Yeah. Don't click on the, don't do that.
You're going to be fucked.
You can put a Trojan horse in the
contact
computer.
The friend and say, hey, did you do this? Cause I think your shit's been hacked. Right.
Yeah. It's an issue.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
That happens.
The better technology gets, the easier it is for this shit to
happen. And let's talk about technology. And this case is going to include DNA and another serial killer. I told you about one this morning.
Yep.
So a former long-haul trucker who's awaiting trial in the 1992 murder of a North Carolina woman was charged in the suspected serial killings of 3 more women in California more than 4 decades ago. This authority said this on Thursday. So Warren Luther Alexandra, 73, was charged with 3 counts of murder in a connection with the 1977 strangulation deaths of Kimberly Fritz, 18 years old, Velvet Sanchez, 31 years old, and Lorraine Rodriguez, 21 years old. And law enforcement officials said this at a news conference. The women, all sex workers, were found dead in Port Hueneme, Oxnard, and in an unincorporated part of Ventura County in May, September, and December of that year. I'm talking about 1977. Alexander, who is being held without bail at the Ventura County Jail, was extradited earlier this week from North Carolina, where he was charged with murder 2 years ago in the strangulation death of Nana Cobb. He hadn't stopped. Cobb, 29, was found dead on the interstate northwest of Winston-Salem on July 7th of 1992, according to the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. Her autopsy showed that she had been strangled. And Alexander was arrested in connection with the killing on March 15th of 2022. So that's 2002, 12, 30 years later. But they got him right down the road here in Diamond Head, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Court records for Alexander's case in North Carolina were unavailable Friday night. It isn't clear if he has entered a plea as who's defending him. But Alexander is scheduled to be arraigned in California on charges on August 21st, the court records show. A lawyer for Alexander did not respond to a request for comment. But anyway, so the authorities in North Carolina used genetic genealogy, a technique that matches DNA obtained from crime scenes and elsewhere to profiles assembled by genetic testing companies to link Alexander with Cobb's killing. That's the first one, North Carolina. After his arrest in 2022, his DNA was uploaded to CODIS, and boom, they come back, and thank God, in 1977, they say something from these 3 prostitute cases,
yeah.
And they tied him back to it. The DNA had been preserved from 1977 in CODIS also. I guess that those departments had time enough, and they were like, hey, let's run everything through CODIS. And entered in as a match. And then they said, today marks the first crucial step towards achieving long-awaited justice. Alexander had lived in Oxnard, roughly 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles in the 1950s and 60s while attending school. He returned there in the 1970s and worked as a long-haul trucker for the next 3 decades. And detectives who investigated the cases initially suspected the same suspect was responsible for the series of killings, but they exhausted their leads and the cases went cold. And now the authorities are working with the FBI through its Highway Serial Killings Initiative to help identify other potential victims.
That's amazing. It has to be that the discovery of linking DNA is the
amazing
biggest advancement in crime history.
In crime fighting history.
Period.
I agree with you.
You probably got some people that killed somebody back in the 70s and they're still alive and they ain't never been caught. They're sweating, man. Yeah, they're sweating.
I think about it like I think about David Anthony Burns and Peanut and different ones we did, cold cases, Mark Lewis. I think about they must almost get off like every Christmas, every birthday. They're like, ha ha, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Among the free people.
And so I love to see these fuckers get caught. And done.
And you think you got away with it when it's 30 years later, right?
Stick with it because I'm flying out to Atlanta next week and I'm starting a series. It's not going to be released later on, but I'm starting a series on another cold case, and it's like this, and we're going to put this fucker in jail, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your true crime time for Tuesday, I guess.
True crime time for Tuesday. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing and all that good podcaster shit.
Absolutely.
Kids back in school.
Kids are back in school. Well, I guess you can tell by the traffic.
Yeah, I know. It took me an extra 30 minutes to get here this morning.
Yeah.
Because of the school zones. We'll be fucking around in the school zone when the first couple
That's
weeks.
Right.
Not
That's
even
right.
after that.
Well, hopefully they're bringing them kids to school and listening to a little Real Life Real Crime Daily.
There you go. The Daily Show.
In the carpool line.
There you go.
Maybe with their headphones on.
Yeah. Yeah, now don't be talking on your phone driving through the school zone either.
That's right.
I mean, like holding it up and shit. That
right.
will stop you.
Yeah, no selfies.
No selfies.
All right.
All right. Well, love all y'all.
Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.